My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Up the middle, and Teoscar Hernandez slams his bat down in jubilation. 3-2 Dodgers, and he's driven in them all.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Who was the Dodger beat writer that got on Spencer Bivens for striking out Ohtani earlier this year? Remember, he said Bivens is celebrating as if he just won the World Series because he struck out Shohei Ohtani. And we got on him because we're like, dude, like, I think, was it Bill Plunkett? Was that it? Look that up for me, Director of Sports. Let's see if it was Bill Plunkett.
Not Bill Plotchke.
No, definitely Bill was not Plotchke. I think it was Plunkett, but I could be wrong.
Never heard of him. Me neither. Is that a real person?
Yeah, no, it's a real person.
I know Jim Plunkett.
No, it's a real person. Yeah. But you remember what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Bill Plunkett of the Southern California News Group.
Thank you. Yeah, Bill Plunkett. So he got on...
SCNG?
He got on Bivens because he was like, struck out Ohtani in a game in June. Histrionics. Carrying on out there. And of course, a lot of us fired back. You know, I'm like, is it cool that the Dodgers shake that ass after every hit?
Watch yourself.
Sorry. I'm allowed to say that, right?
What's the next line in the song?
Yeah. Show me what you're working with.
Thank you.
Anyway. Anyway. Like.
You better be careful.
Is that cool?
And you saw Trotgate from over the weekend, right?
Yeah, Soto.
Yeah.
That was tremendous.
Well, it started with the with Diaz of Tampa Bay.
Siri.
Oh, sorry. Siri. Yeah. My fault.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah. Hey, Siri, do me a favor and get her on the bases.
Now my phone is freaking out.
38-second trot from Siri.
Yeah.
It's the OnePlus to Dibs having an Android. Doesn't have
exactly.
To deal with that.
There's more than OnePlus, but yeah. I'll allow it.
No, they're really, God, there's 1,000 minuses. But anyway, right. So what about that? Was that okay? Teoscar Hernandez.
Oh, I love him.
Lost the damn mind last night when he got that hit.
He bat flipped a single.
Right, which, by the way, I didn't think he should have bat flipped it because I was sitting there on the couch going, I already know you're going to get a hit here. It's the most obvious, it's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Wesley Hoagland.
Of course he's going to get a hit.
I knew he was good for the first 4 or 5 pitches of that at bat.
I knew he was going to get a hit. The Giants made a stupid mistake in the outfield. Runners at first and third, two outs. Let's go to New York for the review. Was he allowed to slide that way? Oh, he contacted the infielder. I'm not sure. Let's look. Nope, Bob, we're okay. All's good here. I went, okay, 3-2 Dodgers or 5-2, one or the other. But there's no question they're scoring here and winning this game right now. Because that's the way it's gone. That's Giants baseball. You make one mistake, you do it late, you do it at the wrong time, you pay. That's been, I mean, I don't know how many times this year. So you tell me, Dan Dibley, am I letting my very rare emotion to bubble over here? For me, last night was the night, and I can't believe that I arrived here with all that has gone into this season with Giants baseball, with the $200-plus million payroll, all of the offseason spending, the big-name arrivals from Blake Snell, Chapman, Soler, and beyond, even Jung-Hoo Lee, like all of the activity that the Giants put into this season. We have not yet arrived at August. We've not even yet arrived at July 25th. And I'm about to use the same word that A's fans have been using for the last year and a half.
I'm out.
You got to sell.
Oh, you got to sell. Yeah.
You got to sell.
Well, the passion that you showed on our show thread on the Vine, as Guru would call it, last night, it caught me a little bit off guard because you were angry. I'm angry, Jeff.
Yeah.
And that wasn't awesome.
It was not awesome.
No, and it's sad because there still is a lot of baseball left to be played, and the math is such that you could go on a run and I could pitch all of the rest of the mathematical nonsense that is still possible, and you get your rotation guys back and this and that, yada, yada, yada. We can play that game and all the rest of it, and it still is possible, but a more likely scenario is this team continues to take two steps forward, three steps back, three steps forward, four steps back, and they continue to kind of muddle in the muck around 500. So what do? Do you really sell? And if you do sell, if you're going to sell, you got to really sell, and you got to sell big. And if you sell big, in my opinion...
Talk to me about that. What do you mean?
Like Blake Snell.
That's fine.
Gone.
Yeah.
Matt Chapman.
Yeah.
Sell him.
Absolutely.
Camilo Duvall.
Sure.
Sell.
Sure.
So
don't say Logan Webb.
No.
I hear that from a lot of people. Like,
you
got to understand
Logan Webb.
You got to understand what sell means. Sell does not mean I'm so mad, let's just throw everything off the wall.
Sell means you take players who have a lot of value now, who don't have a lot of future value, and
correct,
you see what you can get for them. But I do think if you are going to be in that sell mode, then Farhan Zaidi might as well go the Biden route. And he might as well announce that he's not going to seek an additional term.
That's the rub here. And I will stand behind two points at the same time. That A, they should sell. And B, they won't. They won't. Right?
They won't.
Exactly. Director of sports Lucas Alexander goes, you won't. He's right. They won't. They won't. Because it doesn't serve their current interests. And I know
his current interest.
Well, yesterday I said you got to go 6-2 the rest of the week. Now, technically, it's not off the table. You could win 6 of the next 7. They won't, but they could. They're allowed to.
They're allowed to.
It's within the rules.
Yes.
They're allowed to score more runs than the other team in all 7 of the remaining games this week. But they won't. They won't. And in fact, on paper, the hardest one of them all is the next one. It's tonight. You're playing the Dodgers again, and you're doing it with a starting pitcher who looks like he's gassed. So, good luck out there. It doesn't look great. And if you lose that one, now 6-2 becomes real hard, because then it just needs to become 6-0. And even that, at the end of it, I'm like, I don't know. What does that actually do? Let's say the Giants miraculously were back at 500 by the end of the week. I know that the Giants would use that as ammo to say, obviously we're not going to sell, we're making a move. And yeah, the wild card is not gone. It's not gone, but you look at the whole group right now, the whole picture, everything, the presentation, and it just doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up. And I am a firm believer that a baseball team needs to send a message to its front office before the front office sends the message back. And that is, you got to tell them, hey, we're good. We're good. Please go help us. And then the front office, it's on them to send the message back and go, we believe in you. Good job. Here's some reinforcements. Go see if you can do something special. That's how it works. And the message has not been sent upstairs. They have not said at any point this year, hey, we're good. They've never looked good. They've never been over 500. They have never had an extended period of we're good. They went to Pittsburgh and New York for one road trip. Chappie went crazy. Doval lost a game, and then they reacted with what looked like their best baseball stretch of the year. It came after I screamed and yelled about the whole thing, and it was like, okay, we got action, but it was fleeting, and we did not have action. And I wonder if everybody did sort of like, did you watch on TV last night? Did you notice that Dodger Stadium does not look like the Oracle Southern Park, California version of what it looks like up here? There's no black and orange down there, even though tons of Bay Area people move down there, live down there. I used to be one of those people. I used to wear all the gear over to Dodger Stadium. I've done that. And no, obviously that's not going to happen right now. So all of those things are to be filed away. And so it does not mean crater the whole roster because you're mad. But the names you just brought up, and I don't know what the return would be. Snell's got a lot of money and he's only technically a rental. So like, do you get a haul, like a big old bucket of prospects for Snell? No, but can you attach Doval to him, who you're not loving right now? Is Conforto a name? That's another free agent. Is that a big deal? Will you get a haul? No. But at this point, what the hell do you got to lose? You're putting left fielders out there now who can't hit a curveball and have no idea when the hell they're supposed to get out of the way of the center fielder. You have no problem doing that now. So keep doing it.
What? My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Not.
Yeah. And just watch this thing continue to flatline, and then you get nothing for these guys because Conforto's a free agent, right? And
Conforto is a free agent.
Snell's got the player option, and it, you know, he could opt in for $32 million, but you may not actually want him to if this is the return you're going to get on $32 million, where last night is especially frustrating because when you look at the way that game went, that is about as well as you could play up until the botched fly ball and, you know, Soler has a base running mistake. You didn't play a perfect game, but you pitched it, you lined up your bullpen. Everything was kind of aligned toward where you were in it. You had a chance to win it late. And then you didn't make the play late in the game and you lost another ball game.
Don't forget what Montas did before he misplayed a fly ball, which was a first and third with one out at bat, which you could see from the moment he walked up. I'm like, he's striking out. He's striking out. He has zero idea what to do with a curveball right now.
Yeah.
And I feel for the kid. I'm not trying to come down Luis Matos' road. He's brand new. He's brand new. And maybe he will Elliot Ramos this whole thing next year. He's got some talent. But he is lost right now. He is lost. I know Guru thinks it's because of emotions from earlier in the year. I don't really buy that. Because even if it is that, then that's on him. Like, you can't emotionally fall apart like that because you got sent down one time, whether it was a good move or not. You can't do that. I mean, if Brandon Ayuk is going to show up to camp and play football this year, same thing. You got to figure out how to handle that and still go perform. But he's a kid, and he's still learning how to do it at the big league level. So I'm not coming down his road. But if you're going to put him out there right now, there's a fair point to just say, then put him out there. I can tell you how Luis Matos is not going to get better is having him play, like, portions of every game on some nights. Here, how about 7 at-bats this week? I mean, that's not helping.
Yeah.
That's not helping. So, yeah, I can't believe I feel this way. But
shocking.
What other option is there?
Well, you're 5 below .500 and you have a better run differential than 2 teams in the National League. You are 13th in the National League in runs for and runs against. And you're 5 below, you're 4th in your own division, and you are flagging in the wild card race. So yeah, you've got a decision to make in 7 days. And the idea of them buying now seems almost comical and laughable. So the only thing that would be worse than flat out buying or a fire sale would be to do nothing.
Oh, get ready.
That would be the worst.
Get ready. I would absolutely predict that that's what they're going to do. You'll see marginal moves.
Right.
You'll see Conforto go for somebody who's 16 years old. You'll see that.
Well, they acquired a reliever already. You mentioned it over the weekend.
Yes,
Mike Bauman.
For cash considerations.
Sure.
So that they could send their young, sparkling rookie down to thank him for his 12 strikeouts at Coors Field.
It feels I don't think you're wrong, but if they don't do anything, is that more of an indictment on Farhan and company as opposed to if they just flat out sell? Because if you sell bold pieces, big bold pieces, Conforto, Snell, Doval, Chapman, any of them, all of the above, that at least to me would signal that you realize that this wasn't working, it didn't work, and now we're going to try to restart this baby for 2025. Nobody liked us.
I tell you why it's going to end up being incredibly quiet. I'm telling you right now why it's going to end up being incredibly quiet. And it proves a point I've been trying to make for a few weeks now, which is that Farhan is not safe. He is not safe. And if they do that, if they have a fire sale, if you see Blake Snell and Matt Chapman get traded, it is an admission of failure. And an admission of failure is going to put his job status squarely in the crosshairs. And he doesn't want to do that. However, on the flip side, buying would be absolutely maniacally crazy right now. So what are you going to get? A big box of nothing. You're going to get a marginal move here or there. They will probably trade Michael Conforto for somebody who can't buy beer because that's a very easy thing to do. It costs you nothing, and it saves you money, and it might help you dip below the luxury tax. And I get that that's probably where Greg Johnson's mind is right now. You're going to go out there and be 48 and 53. Well, then forget you. Give me my money back. All right, fine. We'll trade Michael Conforto for some kid named Spencer who's in Pawtucket right now. And there's your move. And then outside of that, we're also going to dangle the idea of an 11-game win streak that could come at any moment. It could come at any moment, and we're going to take this National League wild card by storm, and we'll head into that wild card with a bevy of accomplished starting pitchers. You watch. It could happen. That is my prediction for this weekend.
Yeah, and I think that you would sell your fans on the reality of Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb. There's your trade deadline acquisitions. You're getting both of them back, so that really is the big move. And like you said, if you're able to trade Conforto for, you know, a guy who's ready in 2026, a 19-year-old who had a top prospect, Boston's number 7 prospect. He looked good down there in Pawtucket this year. It's tough to sell to your fans, but right now your fans aren't buying really any of this because it's become, you know, it's become almost farcical the way you've been promised the young guys. Well, then they come up and they pop and they flash and, well, then they fizzle or they get sent out and then you're stuck with kind of the same old thing.
Yeah. And by the way, you can, if you do send out a Conforto or something, you can pitch that in a way of like, I mean, they'd love for Matos to, I don't know, maybe get a couple hits and then, they, and
that
then
would
they,
help.
Well, no. And then they could be like, yeah, we really wanted to clear away for Matos. We're excited about what we see there. Or maybe it'll be someone else. You know what I mean? Like Tyler Fitzgerald looks good at shortstop right now, but you might see the Giants, you know, maybe Tyro Estrada will get traded. And then you're going to want, like, does Luciano come up and get to play some second base? And does Fitzgerald and Wisely end up playing a little bit of left field? And you do bring Luciano up because over the last 2 weeks, you want to know what Luciano's been doing? Homering like every other at-bat. And so you could see the Giants, well, we really wanted to get him back up here. We're dying to get him back up here. Translation, they wanted to get under the luxury tax, and there's no reason not to because the team's not going to go anywhere. And so that would be my prediction as to what happens. But if they were really, really genuinely playing the right cards for the organization right now, yeah, they would see exactly what Snell and Chapman could get you, especially if you did a pot sweetener with Duvall with a bunch of team years of control and a young player. That would, like, I'd love to see, call someone with that. Oh, Snell, I don't know, he could opt out. All right, we'll put Duvall in. Now what?
You get 3 years of Duvall no matter what. Team control.
What am I getting back? Can I get your hot shot number 2 or 3 prospect who's about to boogie?
Maybe a shortstop.
Maybe
somebody who could come up and play short next year in 2025.
Maybe a shortstop.
Well, if you look at next year, and I hate to already look at next year, but you do have a lot of pieces in place potentially that you would figure you can count on to be, you know, mainstays. You've got your center fielder coming back after he lost the year due to his shoulder.
Sure.
You got a catcher. You've got a good first baseman. I don't know if Wilmer will still be around, but late night Lamont is still solid. You have a couple of outfield pieces.
Yeah, Ramos will be a corner outfielder next
year.
You've
got 3 or 4, maybe 5 really good starting pitchers. So you've got some building blocks, but you hate to be in July and already thinking about 2025.
Well, and Fitzgerald suddenly becomes a really interesting guy. Like, I mean, I don't know if everybody else is feeling this, but Ramos has got, he earned the runway now to, like, dude, you're in the lineup every day for the rest of the year. Let's see where that goes. Like, Fitzgerald's getting kind of close. It's an interesting player. Homered in 4 straight games.
Crazy.
I mean, and he runs the way he does. He's made some really interesting plays over at shortstop.
That amazing play last night.
I mean, maybe Tyler Fitzgerald is your shortstop.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, it's the closest thing to it that I've seen in 2 years.
Fantastic play to save the game temporarily.
Temporarily.
With that play behind second and then the glove shovel over to second and Wisely and no chance to turn the two, but that, I mean, that saved the game for about a minute and a half.
If he can even be okay with the glove at shortstop, if you bring that kind of power to that position, I mean, if you do honestly have the ability to hit 20 plus home runs in the big leagues and his bat looks like it has that in it, I mean, well, then that's your guy.
Yeah.
That's your guy. So that ends up becoming kind of the focus of the month of August, and I find that all to be just wildly disgusting.
Depressing.
I can't even believe we're here. I can't. So many of you are like, what'd you expect? Not this. Not this. If you would have told me, yeah, the Giants are a 500 squad, fine. Then I could believe 53 and 48. I cannot believe 48 and 53. I can't believe it. I don't understand what it is. You know, Grandy said something last night that maybe this is just the way all fans feel about their squad. But watching Teoscar Hernandez do what he's done this year, winning the home run derby and seemingly torturing the Giants and getting so many big hits for the Dodgers this year, a lot of people are like, the Hernandez-Jorge Soler market was very similar in the offseason. and the Giants picked the wrong one. And Granny goes, no, it'd be, if Soler had gone to the Dodgers and Hernandez had gone to the Giants, Hernandez would be hitting 215 and Soler would be the home run derby champ. And I'm like, you're probably right.
Yeah, that's a terrible way to look at it.
But it's probably true.
Maybe part of that's the protection in the lineup that you get being a Dodger.
You're like,
Hernandez
Ohtani,
is not leading off.
Betts.
Yes.
Freeman. Okay, Teoscar, go do something with it. Oh, my God. The bases are loaded every time I come to the plate.
And the Giants have Jorge Soler leading off
leading
because he
off?
Wants to? Because he feels more comfortable there? Is that what we're doing? Or we're putting guys in the leadoff spot because they're... they feel better. They're more comfortable doing that. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Your big bat in the order, and you're not going to have him hit in a power spot. And I know analytics have told us that it's more important to get somebody to bat as many times as possible, but he doesn't really produce at the top.
I said last night that I find this to be maybe the most frustrating San Francisco Giants team to watch that I can remember in a long, long time. And that's a layered thing. As to why I feel that way. But I also think sometimes it's just organic. Like, I don't need to explain it. It just is. When I am watching this team on television, I am more frustrated than I have been in years watching Giants baseball. And that is the message that needs to go all the way up to the top. And I'll reiterate what I said yesterday. This isn't just about the trade deadline this week. I think for a lot of us here in the Bay Area, this week determines whether or not I plan on spending any entertainment dollars at all on the Giants in August and September. My entertainment dollars for baseball in 2024, in the final 2 months of the season, are reserved for a pennant race. And if you're not in one, we got other things going on.
Only four games out of the third wild card.
That doesn't count.
Well, and they're only behind four teams, tied with another.
You're over 500 or you're out.
Yeah, 51-48 right now gets it done. So only four back. A win tonight, you could creep closer. A win, Mark, and losses by eight other teams, you gain ground.
Don't win tonight. Win all seven. Talk to me on Monday morning if they've won all seven. All of them. And then we can talk. Then you're over 500 and we can have an actual conversation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.